Welcome to Mastering Life's Adventures, an educational podcast about tapping into your true self, the soul, your soul, the substance of your life, to discover what life's ups and downs are really about, and how to have a greater sense of purpose, peace, joy, and fulfillment. I am Dr. Judith Holder, your host, coach, psychologist, fellow seeker who enjoys diving into the connections between spirituality, psychology, wellness, and your everyday life's adventures. All preparing and polishing you like the facets of a magnificent diamond to be your best self. If you're craving more from your life, you are in the right place. Come, let's journey together and transforming what you know into who you really are. Mastering Life's Adventures begins now. Hi, I'm back with Braca. In part three, in this part, we were talking about help children see it's all from God. And that is something I think we don't do enough of in earlier parts of our children's lives, is helping them to see that all is from God. And I'd like for Braca to introduce herself, and then we'll just dive right into the topic for the day.
Thank you so much. I'm the author of 40 spiritual children's books, really. And one book is my memoir for adults about my journey to spirituality, to understanding that we're all spiritual beings with a spiritual purpose for being here. This is something I did not grow up knowing, and it's something I discovered later on in life. And that's why I write these books, for young children to be aware that in essence, they're spiritual beings, to know that from the beginning of life, to know that everything comes from God, completely changes how you live your life.
Isn't that so true? When we know that we have a source, and that source we're connected to, then we live life more on purpose and see life from a different lens as well. But we sometimes learn it maybe later in life. But why not give it to children earlier in life and helping them to see this connection that they do have, especially those who are seekers and who are walking a spiritual path? It becomes really helpful. So share more, Braca.
Exactly. Exactly. You could have all these things in life and not feel joyful. Why is that? You could have fame, you can have wealth, you can have power. We know this. We know this from all the movie stars and politicians. It's not what brings happiness. What does bring happiness? Recognizing that there's a source constantly loving us, constantly giving to us, and all that we need to give back is gratitude. That's how we can live joyful lives. That understanding, when children can get that early in life, it changes the plague of entitlement, which is all over the place. Everybody taking things for granted in life. Then we're always miserable. We don't really appreciate what we have. If we teach children from the very beginning all to be aware of all the blessings in their life, to be aware that they're constantly being blessed with infinite things from God, then that's the recipe. Those are the ingredients needed in the recipe to live life joyfully.
And I think one of the things you said that throws children as well as adults off is this entitlement. We think we should have this, or we should get this, or we should want this, or should do this. That is coming from advertising, telling us all that we want more of.
Yes.
But and somehow it gets clouded to know that your source, which is I call the Father, Mother, God, that source, you know, can give us those things that we truly need. There's the difference, and maybe you can explain this to our seekers. There's a difference between wants and needs. And sometimes we get so caught up in the wants that we realize we really may not need it. It's just what you want.
Exactly. Yes. My newest book is Don't Read This Book. This book took me 30 years to write because I had the title, I had most of the book written, but I kept gaining wisdom over 30 years to be able to complete this book because I did not have the ending of the book. I didn't have the life wisdom to be able to finish the book until recently. And what does that mean? Don't read this book. It's being told in the voice of that voice in our head that's always getting us to focus on what we're lacking. You need this to be happy. Mm-hmm. You've got to have that. You won't be happy until you have this. Mm-hmm. What does that voice do? And we all have it. Mm-hmm. And we have it all day long. It's always ready to attack us. It's always there, ready to get us miserable. So what was I missing from this book? The surprise ending of the book is what I discovered. That voice inside our heads, it really doesn't want us to listen to it. How do you like that? It really is like this. It's like a barbell. It is pushing on us. And if we push it off, if we lift it off of us, that's how we gain our gratitude muscles. We say, oh, you're telling me, you're weighing down on me. I got to have this. I need to have that to be happy. No, I have so many things in my life already. You push it off. And what have you gained by pushing it off? Muscles that you didn't have before. Your gratitude muscles. That's how you build your gratitude muscles. Pushing off that voice. And that's how you recognize that everything in your life, even that voice, was given to you for a purpose, for a good ultimate purpose, so you can grow as a human being and become a grateful person.
That's really a nice way of saying it, that every experience is giving us an opportunity to push on that muscle, develop that muscle, you know, through that experience. What would you say for individuals who maybe are raised in poverty or feeling as if there's a lot of discrimination against them in schools that's going on, they're being bullied and things of that nature? Mm. You know, how do you kind of reconcile that for them thinking that I do need da 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 and I do need blah blah blah?
Very good point. First of all, about poverty, we know from the past, we know that people had such simple lives. They had nothing like what we have now. A simple apartment that someone has today would be an unbelievable palace to people from the past that lived on dirt floors and had nothing much but rice to eat. We live in such a different kind of society today. What's poverty today is not... We could live in such more simple lives than we have now. And it's what really gets to us is wanting to have what others have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the relative deprivation. It's seeing all this glamour out there. And of course, and all the models that look perfect when they're also fake, you know, because nobody looks like how they look like on social media. So that's one thing. In terms of being bullied, that's a different type of situation. It's very, very hard. Of course, we know that bullies, people that hurt are people that have been hurt. They're filled with hurt in their lives, and that's why they're bullying. Of course, it's good for parents to remind children of that, but it's still really hard to face those bullies day after day. I have had grown-ups come to me and tell me that they read my books as children and it helped them when they were being bullied. It helped them to face the next day. How? It just taught them how to shine from within, to be grateful for all the things they had. And every time they'd meet up with someone putting them down, they would be able to refocus their minds. Sometimes they couldn't do it right then and there, but when they got home from school, Actually, one of my books is called The Happiness Box. It's being reprinted soon. It's about going inside your happiness box, inside your head. And that's what someone said to me. I used to just go back in the happiness box to build myself up again to face another day until the bullying could stop. We have the power from within, and it's not easy, but by nourishing our souls, this is how we do it. Build yourself up by being grateful for all. Keep reminding yourself of all the good stuff about you if somebody is putting you down. That's really, it's not an easy thing to do, especially as a child. And try to find as much support as you can from people that are loving and supportive to you as well. That's also really necessary.
Yeah, and I think sometimes adding to what you're saying, Braca, we have to teach children to know that their inner strength. And that becomes sometimes that light that we shine.
Yes.
Moths want to come around,
Yes.
and pull us down in some particular way. The parents who can be really advocates for their child and avengers for their children to make sure that everything is going in the right way. That means they're being alert to what's going on for that child, so that child feels protected and
Right.
supported and
Yes.
secure,
Yes.
which can become important. And also, it's the awareness that things are not going to always go the way we want them to go. So
Right.
it does build the muscle of that child to be able to be anchored in the strength of their own family, as well as their own inner wisdom of what they need to do and knowing when to say something, when not, may even get out of the situation that they may find themselves in. It's
Right.
not an easy situation, as you said. And that's why sometimes that child has to learn to go to the principal or the teacher or the person in authority to say, this is what's happening to them. And the parents can give them the words by which to do that by.
Exactly. And the those children that are doing the bullying need help. They need support because they're obviously people that are hurting very deeply, or they wouldn't, if their cup was full and they felt grateful about life, they would not be out bullying other people. So it's a cry for help. There was a line I heard that the most obnoxious behavior is a cry for help. That's really what it is. When someone's behaving in a horrible way, they are crying out that they're in desperate need of help to be built up as people, because anyone that's bullying is not doing it from a good place of strength, of feeling good about themselves. They clearly feel low, and they try to step on other people to feel higher. It's never going to do it. Nothing external. The external things never fill the emptiness inside. We have to learn to fill it. Those children, the bullies, need help to strengthen themselves, as well as anybody that, God forbid, is being bullied as well.
It gets, back to what we've been talking about and helping children to see all is from God. So if all is from God, then we, why not help the child to learn how to pray and also to be able to send good qualities or good virtues to that person who's bullying them and see it from the light of, I don't have to take on their energy, and
Yes.
I need to be around them either, but I can pray for them. And that's for something
Yes.
can be able to do.
Yes, exactly. We see that if you think about somebody and send them blessings in your mind, it takes them, they say, if someone's bothering you, they're living rent-free in your house, they're taking up a lot of your emotional energy. The minute you switch it and just think, they're really a person that's hurting. I'm going to send blessings in their on their way. I'm going to pray for them to be blessed in life. And suddenly they're not taking up all that emotional energy. You feel lighter, and you're shining your light in both senses. Yes.
Exactly. And sometimes we don't realize there are invisible helpers that can help us. We have the Creator, which is God, but there are also angels and archangels that we can teach our children to be able to call upon to protect them, to guide them, to also learn how to cultivate kindness in the midst of
Yes.
storms and difficulties on whatever is going on in their worlds, but how do we can help them, you know, do those challenging times, because it's building a muscle within them, maybe not the way you would like them to build that muscle, but it can see it as an opportunity to help the child to grow in a particular way or to learn something that will be helpful for them as they're living their life and moving forward.
Exactly. We have these gifts. We have these strengths. One of my books is called The Courage Club. We have courage within us. Even when we don't feel like we do, challenges help to bring the courage to the forefront of our lives. The Courage Club is about the story of Daniel in the Bible. These three actual teenagers were kidnapped. They were taken hostage to an alien regime. They developed a strength that they didn't even have before. They became
They were sent to another land.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. They were held hostage in another land. It was very frightening for them, but they developed their inner strength to such an amazing degree. And their strength, we inherit their spiritual DNA. These role models from the past are still within us. When we develop ourselves and we face our challenges, we become stronger. We also pass this on through our spiritual DNA. So this is what we have as our heritage. And when we learn about it, it helps us all to become stronger. And another book I'm going to mention is Where is God? This is a boy who's searching, where is God? I remember asking that as a young child. So I wanted to write about that adventure. This boy is looking all over, where is God, until he finds the answer. God is everywhere. God is behind everything. It's that energy that's helping everything to exist right now. And especially you could see God in nature. That's what the book is about, how you can see God in the tiniest things in nature, in the most gigantic things in nature. And that's how you build the sense of awe and wonder, which is the most positive state to be in. I think I explained before that it creates the most helpful physical chemicals in our body that fight off disease when we're in that state of awe and wonder about the world, when we're recognizing God's beauty, God's loving kindness, and God's intelligence throughout nature. So these are all wonderful things to teach children as early in life as possible. They know they'll be faced with challenges, but really life is like a game of hide and seek, which children love. Why do children love hide and seek so much? That's what our lives are all about. God is hiding in a good way, not in a bad way. It's for us to come and find God and feel that exuberance and joy and immense gratitude in every moment that we find God.
I love that. And I think about the soul. The soul is kind of like the hide and seek too.
Yes, beautiful.
In regards, our soul is just there and it's just waiting for us to seek it out and to allow it to come into being more consciously and intentionally. And for our children, they're so much closer to God because they've come from God in their earlier years. And so why not help them to understand that the soul is the substance of your life?
Yes.
You know, it's allowing you to be able to have that umbilical cord back to God and to be
yes.
able to have that flow of light and energy and love that will go back and forth because of your gratitude that you're talking about, Braca, and the appreciation and the thankfulness that one shows. And we teach that to children at a young age, then it allows them to be able to know that even in this situation that I may be going from in front of me, how may I see the silver lining? How may I see the gold lining in the situation and ask God for guidance and help through the situation?
Beautiful. Exactly. And be aware at every moment, we all have that voice inside of us that knows what our weak spots are. It knows how to get us miserable Again, remember, it's there for a good reason. But the minute we recognize that voice, it's not us, it's that voice that's put inside of us. And when the minute we recognize it, it loses its power that moment. We say, oh my gosh, it's that nagging voice again. It's that inner critic that's talking, that's putting me down, or that's saying, I can't be happy unless I have this, or you got to do that. It gets you to focus on what you don't have. It gets you to focus on what you're lacking instead of focusing on all that you already have in your life. So just keep remembering to be aware. Train yourself to recognize when that voice is talking and it loses its power. The minute you recognize it, that's when your soul regains the power. And that's when you can nourish your soul. Once again, how? With gratitude, filling your life up with gratitude.
Yes, exactly. And he says, if I call though that inner critic the Kremlins.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And for children, they're like little gremlins that are coming out, and you can say, no, no, no.
I got to write that down. Gremlins. I like that. That's great.
I recognize your gremlins, so you can be able to say, no, I choose not to put my attention there. I choose to put my attention over here, which is my wholeness, my completeness, my understanding of God and His holiness, and also my appreciation, as you were saying, to God, and also giving them things, children, things to read that allows them to build that muscle of gratitude and also knowledge about all the different mantles that God has and is wanting to give to our children and to us as adults so that we can live prosperous, happy lives. Poverty is not always what we think it is. It's just not money. It comes in different forms and formats. And any comments about that, Robert?
Yes, we have an ancient saying, who is rich? Those who are happy with what they have. That is real wealth. Because we know the other kind of wealth, you never have enough. You have a million, you want 2 million, it's never enough. What is real wealth? When you are grateful for what you already have.
Wow, I love that. I love that because I think what we're learning in life and can help our children to learn is when the ego persona, which I call in this podcast, have all the wants. And when it is being truly happy with where you're at and what you're having and helping children to enjoy their state of where they are, which now moves into their soul connection and also moving on a path of understanding that spiritually there's times and seasons to everything that happened to us. And in those times and seasons, you may say, you know what? This is not your time to do this right now. You're here to study.
Beautiful.
You're here to do whatever, whatever. And look at it for the parents. It's important for them to help the child to see the higher nature, the higher direction, the soul source or the spiritual source, or the Christic light that are virtues that they're developing and trying to tune into so that they do have a sense of completeness within themselves and not be lured into the incompletenesses that exist in the world.
Excellent. You said it perfectly. That's it. Because we are sparks of the divine. We all have sparks of the divine within us. That's infinite abilities, really. And like you said, it might not be the right time right now to do something, but there's so many different seasons and stages in life, right?
Yeah, and sometimes we get so much, and they don't focus on linear of living of life. It's just
right.
This, and then we do this, and then we do that. But I don't think God lives that way. He doesn't
That's right.
In a linear way. He actually lives in a kind of more spherical way.
Yes. You
know, the abundance that exists in many dimensions and in different timings that things happen. Because the other thing that we're teaching children sometimes is patience.
Beautiful.
Because sometimes we're thinking, well, I want it now as a child.
Yeah.
It's like, but to be surrendered to God's will and God's timing so that we know that what's coming to us is an appropriate timing and space and not the force of our personal or human will.
Beautiful. That is just wonderful. And that's a thing that children don't have so much patience. So just talking to them about it is a very calming experience for them. It's good for them to hear, even if they feel quite impulsive. That's exactly, this book is a lot about impulsivity because that children have that a lot. I know one mother told me their son was getting out of bed after going into bed, and she sees him, she says, "Did that?" They had read the book. "Is that voice telling you to get out of bed? Are you listening to that voice?" She comes back a few minutes later. He's back in bed. He got it. Oh, right. He was listening to that impulsive voice telling him to get out of bed again. He understood. 4 years old, and he really was able to absorb that message. I love it, you know? Children can get it. They just need help sometimes in being able to understand
Exactly. I think that's what I love about your books is
that.
that you take some maybe more complex statements or ways of looking at life, you make them really simple for children to be able
Right.
to garner and learn. There's also when the parent reads it to the child, it helps the parent too. Easier for
Yes.
them to have a common language to be able to talk through things.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So well put. You put into words things. Oh, I just love it. I love it. Thank you. A
Yeah. I mean,
common language. I got to write that down. I love it. Yes.
because ultimately, when children and adults have a common language that they can speak on, there's a greater connection and a greater
Beautiful.
understanding and greater patience as well.
Gorgeous. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
And your books we've been talking about, and we've been, talking a little bit about the inner critic. But one of the things I know you mentioned, it's about why we're here, which reveals the divine essence of who you are or really are. You want to speak more to that?
Well, there's a spark of divine in all of us. And when we do good things, it helps that spark to shine. That's really what we're here for. We are here to see that spark of God in everything, within ourselves, within everything in this physical world that we're here. We're here for a very temporary time. We're spiritual beings going through this temporary human experience, and we're in this physical world to pull out all the sparks and recognize that they're all sparks from the divine, and recognize that God is behind everything. That's really, we're here to play a very long game of hide and seek, hopefully. That's really what we're here for. God is hiding, we are finding God, and each time we do, we are filled up with gratitude.
Yeah, and you know what? I was just thinking about when you're talking about that, along with the sparks. So we're going to be garnering more of these sparks of God's divinity because our soul is like a spirit spark,
Yes.
and it wants more likeness of itself. So just think about
Yes.
it. You may have a vessel that has a spark in it, and then when you put all the other sparks and the good deeds and the good
Yes.
action into that particular vessel, it becomes a vessel of light.
Yes.
And as it becomes a vessel of light, it allows us to feel that lightness, feel that connection, for God is light.
Yes.
And so that's the
Exactly.
beautiful thing that we can help children to do in a young age, because either we can have destructive qualities that fills that vessel, which is ourself and our
Right.
body, or we can have d different acts of gratitude and kindness and givingness and teaching children in the community and service and why that's important and how it relates to their soul development and also maybe their own divine plan that they have come on mission to complete, then they're filling themselves now with this joyfulness, this gratitude, this appreciation, all those great words you were sharing that allows a child to feel a greater measure of completeness. How do you think about
Exactly.
that?
Beautiful. That's it. That's what fills us up. And that's what gets us shining. That's how we fill the world with light. Yes. And like you said, each person has their own beautiful prism. You know, we all have different lights. Everybody a uniquely beautiful light to add to this world.
Wow. As we've been talking about, help children see it's all from God. Are there any last comments or thoughts that you want to share, kind of like a pearl of wisdom or something to reflect on, as a child or as parents teaching their children?
Sure. We are here to reveal our divine essence and the divine essence in everything. And whenever we get to do that, what do we experience? You know the answer now. Whenever we get to do that, when we get to reveal our divine essence and the divine essence in everything, we get to experience joyful gratitude. That's it. So every moment that you get to do that, remember, is a moment you're not being miserable. And it's always available to you to choose that every moment.
When we are able to choose the gratitude and the joyful gratitude, then what we find is our burdens are not heavy. Our burdens are burdens of light.
Right.
And we learn how to work through, because God didn't say he wasn't going to give us initiations and testings. Well, he did say he'll be with you when you're
Yes.
going through those experiences. And for your,
Yes.
so remember that, because sometimes people get angry because wasn't God around? What happened? Da 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 da. No, it's we still have certain things that we have to learn and we have to grow from. That's why we're on the planet too, is learning certain lessons. And you'll find in be it a child's life or an adult's life, there's certain themes that keep on coming up. And I've mentioned this in another podcast. And when they keep on coming up, it means it's something that we're still meant to learn.
Wonderful. Perfectly said. Thank you.
And therefore, it moves it, back into when you're talking about this joyful gratitude, then that's a wonderful space to help children
Yes.
and help them to understand that experience in which you skinned your knee. Okay, it was painful, right? But how can you say, okay, I learned something from that. I need to be more observant and not
Yeah.
stumble
Yes. Yes.
when I'm running too fast. You're learning
Right.
from the experience that you're going through. So all very, very good.
Beautiful.
What you've been talking about, Braca. And is there anything else you want to say, but also how may they reach you?
Oh, sure. And it also the story is like climbing a mountain. It, like you were saying, it's painful. It's hard, you know? But it's joyful as well. That's what our lives are like. We are struggling. It's full of challenges. Nobody said there's no pain involved, definitely. And pain can be mixed in with the pleasure. Sometimes the rainy days make us more grateful for the sunny days. We need the differences in our life. It's all for an ultimate good. How can people find me? The best way is my website, www.getsbookshop.com, where you can find everything. And I always remind people, you can download the pleasure ladder chart for free and learn about all the different levels of pleasure that are available to you at every moment. And I'm actually writing a book to teach it to children as well, so they can absorb that and understand how they are empowered to bring pleasure into their lives. Yeah. Through
Well, that's
gratitude.
right. Joyful gratitude,
Yes.
which is wonderful. And as we are winding down on this part three, please stay tuned for part four in this series on helping children to be able to be more focused on their spiritual nature that exists within them and how to cultivate that more and more as parents and also as significant people that may be around that particular child. Doing it early sets a great foundation for that child to be able to flourish. And that's ultimately what we want for all our children to be able to do. Thank you so much, Braca. And I will say to our seekers, bye for now. Take care. Thank you for joining me for this episode on Mastering Life's Adventures, being your best self through soul evolution. If you have enjoyed what you've heard today, I would be delighted if you would share this episode with others, leave a thumbs up, and subscribe to my Mastering Life's Adventures podcast. Look forward to your joining the next episode. Please leave any comments or suggestions you might have below. Bye for now.